is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. My name is Corey Oskowitz. I am your host. I couldn't even say my name right now. Here with my co-host, Kitty Reynolds. Kitty, what's going on?
I'm good.
How are
you? I'm excited. I'm happy to be here as per usual. Should I tell them sort of the state of the podcast today?
Yeah, tell them what's up.
So Corey's hungover. I'm not, but we're going to see what happens.
Yeah. That's pretty much, you summed it up.
Yeah. He went to a wedding. He had a good time. You have to do, drinking for someone's event is just, it's only polite. You were just being a polite wedding guest.
Yeah, of course.
So we can't, no one is shaming you. You were being a great family friend.
Yeah.
By going there, showing up, being fun, getting drunk, dancing your ass off, I hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, today is proof that you gave it your all.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's what you brought up, a really good point, honestly, because, you know, my dad doesn't drink, my brother doesn't drink. And then at a wedding with an open bar, that's like insanely disrespectful because they're dropping all this money on this open bar and you're not even going to utilize it.
It's disrespectful.
It's really fucked up, honestly.
Yeah. So you were drinking for three.
Yeah. I had to do that.
Making up for the sins of your father.
Yeah. And my brother.
Wait, so they don't drink for health reasons, life choices?
My dad just, like, ever, you know, I think for a while, just stopped drinking. He said he lost the taste of alcohol, which, like, to me doesn't make any sense. Like,
wow.
It always tasted like shit to me.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's also, like, a weird thing for me. Like, people, like, when people talk about, like, the taste of alcohol and, like, oh, this tastes like shit, I'm like, yeah, obviously.
Right.
Like, right? I don't
know.
It's
poison.
Yeah, it's legitimately poison. So it's not going to taste good. It's not like, oh, this tastes like apple juice.
Right. That's why there's a whole industry devoted to masking the flavor of alcohol.
Yeah, like, well, I don't think it should taste. If it tastes good, everybody would die.
We would be dead.
Everybody would be dead.
If alcohol tasted good and there was no such thing as a hangover,
yeah,
we would not exist as a species.
Yeah, if they made alcohol and it just like straight up tasted like orange juice, we would die.
Right, like vapes.
Yeah. Like vapes, yeah.
That was kind of too real.
Yeah, that was too real.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Sunday morning.
No.
God.
What? You're stressed right now?
So
what
I'm are you doing? Okay, here's the thing. I'm getting my period, so I'm in like I'm angry at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm woman enough to admit that this is a giant mood swing,
mm-hmm.
and it will pass. But right now, I'm just noticing and being aware of being like more anxious all the time.
Just more, yeah. No, we've definitely dealt with this on the podcast before with Alex when he would talk about his period. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, we're pretty up to par, up to speed on that. So,
yeah,
we're
Alex
good.
Is a huge fucking bitch.
Yeah, sometimes he would get like real bitchy, and I'm like, "Are you on your period again?" And he'd be like, "Yeah, sorry." I'm like, "Okay."
Well, it's good that he was self aware and would admit it. You know.
Wait, so you're telling me that like when you're on your period, you're just like more aware of your surroundings. You're making it seem like that you're just like ready. You're like laser focused on everything.
So yes, so wow. it's not on period, it's before.
Oh, it's pre-period.
It's pre. It's in your luteal phase. Sorry, we're going to lose a lot of male listeners in this segment, but
okay.
Guys, you're going to learn something, okay? This is going to help you, you know, sort of
navigate
hack your
yeah.
your relationships with the women in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's not on your period that you're psychotic. On your period, you're like chilling because you're like bleeding and your body's like resting and recovering. Beforehand, though, you get this like lift in progesterone,
okay,
which kind of contributes to like being irritable because you're like, you kind of are too aware of your surroundings. You're kind of hyper-vigilant. And so little things that don't normally piss me off will piss me off.
Okay.
And I'll know my period's coming because I'm like, oh, why did I freak out at my boyfriend for getting the wrong oat milk?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's a good, he got the wrong oat milk.
Yeah, he came home with fucking Silk.
Silk? Oh, you don't like Silk?
Everyone knows Silk specializes in soy milk.
I get Silk almond milk.
Okay, that's fine, but like if you're going for oat milk, I feel like, and I don't think this is the healthy choice, but in my brain, you want Oatly.
Oatly?
In my brain, they're the standard for oat
milk. Was that like a $45 milk?
No, it's like, I mean, it's probably like $6.99 or $7.99 something. Hashtag inflation.
Yeah.
which I actually was listening to a podcast about inflation.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And they were saying that these companies basically pretend that inflation is affecting them too, so that they can raise their prices.
I think that's a real thing too.
Yeah.
I think it's a real thing. I think, you know, I'm looking for apartments and it's impossible. Everything's $1 jillion. And like, I know for a fact there are so many vacant units out there that they're just keeping vacant just because they want to like keep the demand high.
Why are they bending us over like this?
They're really fucking us. It's so bad.
They're fucking us repeatedly up the ass. Mm-hmm. And I tried to say that with a straight face.
Yeah, well, they are. So, I mean, it is a real serious thing. But the only thing I just got out of this conversation is like, you know, pre-period is like an Adderall phase.
Yeah.
So that's like good. Wow. So like
that's actually fair.
So like if you were in college and like you wanted a timeout, like, you know, when you're taking your test, when you're getting your period, like you would like really want to like take your test like right before you get your period.
Right. That could be a good time to take it. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to be pleasant to party with during that time.
Okay. But, you know, sometimes life isn't a party.
Right. Like I booked my shows, you know, I have all my shows booked up for comedy. And
wow,
then
good for you. Yo,
yo.
I got nothing. Yo, fucking book me. Okay. Go
book
on.
Corey. Yeah. He's so funny.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I'll like have things on the calendar and I suddenly can't do any of it, or like suddenly my emotions are not matching up. I'm not in a silly, goofy mood.
Yeah.
And I'm out here trying to clown.
Yeah. No, it's tough. I don't know. Like, I feel like we spoke about this before. You know, you have to do what you got to do in order to get spots, like, for comedy. And, like, sometimes it's just, like, you're not in a good mood all the time to go on stage and, like, do this stuff. And you have to, like, somehow snap into it. And, like, it's tough, you know?
Yeah. That is the benefit of having a corporate desk job, is that you can sort of pretend, like, whatever's going on emotionally for you isn't going on. Whereas when you have like a charisma-based career, like built off your personality, there's going to be...
You got to be on all the time.
Yeah.
You got to be on.
Yeah. You know? And that's why I do feel bad for celebrities when they get caught. Like James Corden has been told is like an asshole. But it's like
obviously,
also
though,
you can't be that level of happy-go-lucky all the time. Like there's going to be moments where you're an ass and it doesn't mean you're an ass all the fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, I also think like... That's just what happens when you build up, like when you become that person, like an Ellen DeGeneres, like who also is like, you know.
Also the rumor, yeah.
I don't think it's a rumor anymore, you know. No. But I just think that it's all about setting yourself up like who you are. Like, for example, South Park, like, yeah, they can get away with everything, but they've also like made this character, Eric Cartman, a known asshole idiot, so they could get away with anything because he's already portrayed as that asshole idiot.
Right.
So, like, he could say whatever he wants, and it's not going to be bad because they know that this fat idiot asshole is saying it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you, like, you know, if you establish yourself as a very, very, like, edgy comedian, like, you can get away with a lot more things than... You know what I mean?
Yeah, like when you establish, or if you show your true identity right off the bat, you never have to do any, like, masking of
like,
who you are.
Like, if you know, Louis C.K. had, like, an edgy joke, like, it would just, like, be fine or whatever. But, like, if Jim Gaffigan had an edgy joke, people would be like, whoa, where did that come from? Holy shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah, if you, like, I think the move is, nowadays, is to just, like, establish yourself as the bad guy so that, like, you're already setting the bar, you know what I mean? You're setting the bar low.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could always go like goofy, silly, like cute stuff. I feel like Big J Okerson does a great job with that, you know?
I agree.
He like establishes himself as like this dirty, edgy, gross comic, but like he always talks about like cute little things all the time too, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like
Amy Schumer did that too. She was like, I'm gonna be the drunk slut and like you're gonna think it like, and a lot of people didn't like that. And
I think Amy Schumer's funny. I know
she's
she gets
hysterical.
A lot of shit. Yeah, I think she's great.
She's awesome. Yeah, and the people who don't like her just don't like what that, like, they don't like dirty comedy.
Yeah.
But at least she's like, no, I'm a dirty comic. Like, get it or don't. If you don't like it, walk out. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, like, whatever. So I think you're right. It's presenting as showing the full spectrum of yourself so that you never have to explain to people where those parts of you come from.
Yeah, it's like, so for James Corden, like, he was, like, this jolly nice guy. But, like, obviously, like, if you're, like, a comedian, like, you're not going to be this, like, jolly, go-lucky, nice guy. Like, it's just not, you know what I mean?
Right.
But if, like, you know, you come out as a dick, and then you could always, you could be a nice, jolly guy, like, all the time. And then, like, you know, also, like, you know, it's a little fuck you sometimes, right? Right,
fuck off. I don't know how I'm seen on stage if I come off an asshole or nice, but in real life I can be so mean.
Yeah I think you come off as very approachable.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But I do have my moments. Like when I'm driving, I'm flipping off motherfuckers left and right.
Oh yeah,
fuck you
get it
the
out.
Whole time.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
And most, that's usually the track that's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, fuck you.
I got into a little scream off the other day with a cab. I'm with a cab driver. I'm just like the most anti-honk person out there. I hate honking.
Really?
I just don't want to hear. I think you should get one honk a day, and then more than that, you go straight to jail.
You know what?
Are you a big honker?
I'm a huge honker.
Oh, my God.
I'm a huge honker, but I'm not laying on it in traffic. I'm a love tap person. Like, I'm a good driver.
Like, excuse me.
I'm like, no, like, I'm a very defensive, and I'm like, if I feel like you're, like, I'm very aware. I'm very, like, driving is very gamified for me.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
if someone's
coming in my lane, I'm like, bap, bap, bap. Like, motherfucker, don't fucking come into my lane. But I'm never going to be, like, the lay on the horn sitting in traffic person. Mm-hmm. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, are you like when you're honking, is it kind of like a
it's short.
Is it a proactive honk or is it a reactive honk?
Proactive.
Proactive honk. Okay, that's good.
Like always protecting the vehicle.
Like he's about to go in and then you give him like a honk, hey, yeah. I'm there. Or like the thing is, you know, my brother is a terrible honker. This is how my brother drives. So hold on.
So this is why you hate honking.
Yeah, well, that and also it's fucking annoying. It sucks. They just always do it.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is how my brother drives. Okay. Ready? That's how he drives. He drives with his hand on the steering wheel and his other hand an inch away from the horn.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to honk. He's like, I really want to honk right now.
He's like, I wish you'd fuck with me.
Yeah.
I wish a bitch would.
Yeah.
Because he's ready to go.
Like, someone would go in his lane or whatever. It wouldn't even cut him off, but they would just go in his lane. And then, like, he'd give him, like, three honks right after that. I'm like, you're not doing, you know what I mean?
See, that's bad vibes. That's, don't cry over spilt milk.
Yeah. I just hate, I can't, they, and the thing is, like, these people who are driving the city, they're so horny for honking. It's like unbelievable. They just need to, like, I don't know, it just drives me insane and I hate it. And I think, like, it's so not necessary. There's like very few situations where a honk is actually necessary. Yeah. And they just, I just can't stand it anymore. So one guy, like a cab was driving or whatever, it was just traffic there, like, you know what I mean, there's just cars in front of him and then it just honked. And
I
then,
can't
and
with
then
that.
I was like, shut up. He wouldn't stop honking. I was like, shut up. And he's like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, stop fucking honking. He's like, not necessary. Just fucking drive, you know? And that was it.
This is literally a scene out of Girls. Do you know there's like a scene
no.
from that show where Ray, is his name? Yeah, it's Ray. He goes into, like, he lives in Brooklyn, and he goes into the traffic and starts literally being like, shut up. Like, stop honking.
I hate
he can't
it. I can't
deal.
Stand it. I just can't stand jail.
Jail. Straight to jail. Actually think that there could be
one honk per every 4 hours, like per every 24 hours. Sorry.
I like that. But also there should be a different volume or like octave of the honk for when you're not being a jerk. But when you're like, hey, you can, like, you're clearly texting and the light turned green. Let me just give you a little love tap.
Yeah.
And even if you do the lightest little fucking poke, it still is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a little like, doo doo doo, you know, a little like, hey, hey, sis.
Sorry to bother.
Hey, queen, when you get a minute, can you just go? That's what I need.
I agree.
For like, yeah, like it would be the honk that's like the equivalent of corporate jargon.
Okay.
It's like, hey, let's circle back on this moment, mm-hmm. but could you drive your fucking ass
just following light up, right now? Just following up right now. Yeah. The light's green.
My favorite moment in driving is when you finally get out of a lock, because I'm a speedster. Mm-hmm. I have a need for speed.
Yeah.
So when I'll get out of a locked sort of wolf pack, and then I'll see someone from behind be inspired by me. And they'll take the same little route, and then we're both cruising together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, let's fucking go. I got my boys here. I'm leading the pack. I'm like, I took us to the Holy Land is how I feel.
Well, you're the lead blocker in this situation.
Yeah.
You're the lead blocker. Like, you're you know, hike, you go, you find the hole, you're fucking set in the way, you're set in the holes.
That's me.
And the guy behind you is just like, all right, I'm following, you know? That's why it's like always... Like, whenever there's a cop or, like, an ambulance, and you're like, okay, let me just fucking go right behind them. And, like, they'll just fucking pave the way.
Someone did that yesterday.
They'll spread the Red Sea like fucking Moses.
I was mad, and then 30 seconds later, I was like, respect. You know, sometimes I do that on the road. Like, someone will cut me off, but I'm like, with city driving, I'm like, yo, respect.
Yeah.
Good for you. That was a really cool move, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Sometimes game gotta respect game.
Game respect game.
Game respect game.
Yeah. So that's when, you know, I'm not honking.
You tipped your hat, yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
That was a, wow, that was a, you know what, I'll take notes next time, you know, learn from you.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Go ahead and...
And that's what I like to do on the LIE. I'm just inspiring people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in constant inspiration. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's what I love. So I want to talk about a few different things today.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to give an update on Elizabeth Holmes.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Should I? Is she hot?
Honestly, actually, yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's not a 10, but she's like...
Who is she? What did she do?
Okay, so she she basically created this company that was fake.
Okay.
And the company, she's a scammer. So she's a highbrow Anna Delvey.
You can't be an ugly girl scammer.
No.
Or else, like, you're not who's follow this ugly girl? No.
Right. It's
hot girl.
It's very rare that a scammer is bad looking.
Yeah.
Did we just discover something?
We already went through this. Hot bitches run the world.
Yeah, hot bitches run the world, but do scam artists, are they hot people? Because
they probably have to be.
They have to be hot.
Like, you know
what
I mean?
You can't be a successful scam artist and be...
Yeah. First of all, like, you know something's, like, maybe a little bit up, but you'll take the risk anyway. And then the thing is, like, if the person who is, like, you know, running this whole scam thing is hot... It's gonna, you know, if you're like on the seesaw, like it would lean you towards like, okay, I'm gonna get scammed.
Yeah,
and I'll let her scam me.
She's a blonde girl too, so I feel like that is sort of like the ultimate. Even if you're not that hot, being blonde just puts you in the hot category.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. Unfortunately, that's just
I actually had a conversation last night. With this girl who was you know, whatever. And she was, like, asking me my type. Well, she was my roommate. And we were just out. I got home from the wedding. And she was asking me, she's like, oh, like, let me set you up with my friends. Like, what's your type? I'm like, I don't know, type? Like, I don't think types are real. She's like, she got pissed off at that. She was like,
really?
Yeah, she got pissed off. She's like, well, you don't have a type. Like, you have to have a type. Everybody has a type. I'm like, I don't have a type. So you're into, you know, brunettes. You're into blondes. I'm like, if they're hot, they're hot. You know? Like, that's...
Right. If they're hot, they're hot.
Sorry, I had to make my schedule.
Oh.
Which is nothing. You can
snooze it. Yeah. No. But Corey, everyone. No, you don't have to have a type.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, oh, well, are you into this type? And then I got asked by another person, actually one of Haberman's, like, friends or whatever. She was asking me, like, what's your type too? And I was just like, hot. And, like, that's very shallow of you. I'm like, is it shallow of me? It's not shallow of me.
Is it shallow or is it honest?
Yeah, thank you. I was like, last night, I was like, I had
like,
do
we want men to keep lying to us?
That's what I'm saying. Like, God forbid I speak the truth. You know?
Yeah.
I want a girl who's, you know, funny and cute. Obviously. Like,
obviously,
I mean?
But that comes later.
Yeah. There's step one, and it's swipe right or swipe left.
Right. There has to be attraction, and then we can figure out all the other parts.
Thank you so much.
But I do think attraction comes first.
Obviously. It has to. You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, if I'm into a girl that likes hockey. or whatever. If I like hockey and if a girl likes hockey, like, yeah, I would like that. But, like, if she's, like, you know, not, if I'm not attracted to her, then, like, I'm not going to get over that.
Right. You're not going to, her love for the Rangers isn't going to make you come. Like, yeah.
Unless she's already hot, then it makes her hotter.
Right.
So, like, she was getting pissed off. So everybody has a type, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, honestly, like, not, I don't think that's true.
It's not true.
I don't think that's true. And then that other time, also, like, she asked me, like, what's your type or whatever. And I was like, hot. And she's like, that's very shallow of you. I'm like, I don't, you know, I don't think it is. And then she was like, she's like, do you want a girl who lives in this area, who lives in that area? I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. She's like, where do you live? I was like, Murray Hill. And she was like, Murray Hill? Like, you got to move, dude.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
That's shallow of you, bitch. I just fucking turned that around.
Got
him.
Like,
yeah, who's shouting out, idiot?
Wow. Yeah. See, this is the thing. I think that
everybody is shallow.
Everyone is shallow. The honesty is what's going to help us get through this.
Yeah, everybody's shallow.
Everyone's shallow in different ways. Mm-hmm. And also, saying hot is a subjective thing. Like, you're not saying, I want this penultimate woman.
Yeah.
You're saying, no, like, I just want someone who's hot to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not saying, I want a fembot.
Yeah.
You're just saying, like, I want to be attracted to the person.
I also do think, like, well, that's why we also got into this deeper thing. She's like, well, you know, she was saying, like, oh, it's, like, you know, subjective, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, yeah, but honestly, like, it is, like, you know, some people might, like, be more into this type of girl than that type of girl. But, like, it's, like, not, you know what I mean? If you, like, if you had a girl and you had a panel of dudes from, you know, all over and they had to say hot or not hot, like, I'm assuming, you know, they would probably agree for the most part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd probably agree for the most part whether a girl is hot or whether a girl is not hot.
Right.
So, like, it is subjective, but, like, at the same time, you know what I mean? So she was like, well, I don't know what you're into. Blah, blah. I'm like, you know who's ugly and you know who's not ugly.
Right. Also, if I can take this really sort of anthropological, you can follow me on this ride, I feel like, so women are the choosier sex.
Mm-hmm.
When all things considered, like, in terms of how many men to how many women are in one place, if there are more men to women, more eligible men to eligible women in, you know, a heteronormative context.
Okay.
Then
how many SAT words are you going to drop in this sentence?
Sorry, I know.
No, this is
like, I love this kind of stuff.
Go.
So, like, women get to be the choosier sex, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say in, like, San Francisco, where there are more men than women. Now, you can have a type. If you're the choosy sex, you're like, oh, yeah, I want him or I don't want him, da-da-da. But if you're a man in San Francisco, you're going to be a lot less picky and your type's going to go out the window.
I agree.
And your type's going to become who's willing to sleep with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's a little bit of a weird thing to ask men because men's standard has always been whoever wants to come home with me.
Yeah.
And women get to be a little bit like, I want you to have my babies or I don't. And that's like a very anthropological, just like, we get to do that.
Yeah.
What I will say though is, I think it is weird when people have a non-negotiable type.
Yeah.
I think that's even weirder.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm only into, like, you know, guys with, like, you know, blonde hair or some shit like
right.
that. Like, if fucking Brad Pitt walked in or whatever.
Also,
I always use Brad Pitt. It sounds like I'm, like, literally gay for him.
I hate to say this. Miss me with a blonde man. Oh.
Yeah.
It's so basic.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. But it's, like, such a basic want.
Yeah.
In my opinion. You know? It's just, like, overdone.
It. Yeah.
It's tired.
Yeah.
The hot blonde.
The hot blonde. You're done with it?
Yeah. My blonde friends are still hot. But, like, not, it's not,
you're
dreamy.
Just not down for, like, a Hollister-ass looking dude.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the basic. Yeah. Don't give me a fucking Abercrombie.
Well, I also think, like, you know, I think, wait, to, like, add on to your point, I think at first guys are less choosy than girls. But then guys end up being more choosy and picky later. So, like, you know, if you're at a bar, your standards are going to be lower. But, like, if for me, like, at least, like, obviously my standards are going to be lower at a bar than a dating app. Because, like, I feel like there's, like, more serious, like, inclinations on dating apps versus a bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think men are choosy, very, you know, very not choosy at first, but then very choosy, like, later on.
That's a huge...
Like,
yeah.
Post date three, they become, like, very, okay, like...
Right. Like,
you know,
is this someone that I could see myself with?
Yeah.
Whereas women almost do that math in the beginning.
Yeah, beforehand.
Because they can see, like, we can see ourselves, not to speak for everyone, but I, like, if I were to have a one-night stand way back in the day, pre-Tyler, I'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is just the first step.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, this is our fairy tale. This is just page one.
Yeah, of course.
This is the cute part where we're like, oh, my God, we, like, met drunk at a bar. Like, I can make a rom-com out of any situation with a man.
That's a good trait.
Yeah.
That's a good trait. So how did you meet Tyler?
I met Tyler through friends of friends.
Okay.
When I moved to D.C.
That's a good meeting story.
Yeah. It was good because when I moved to D.C., I had, like, no friends. Like, I truly knew no one except the girl that I lived with, who was, like, my best friend. But she was away on vacation. So then my guy friend from school was like, oh, you should go out with my guy friends from home. And then that's where I met Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we kissed that night.
Wow.
And we never talked after. And then we matched on Hinge 2 years later.
Wow, that's my dog right there.
Yeah.
Never text that bitch back.
That was a mean follow-up. Yeah. it was a mean follow-up game he had, but it was by accident.
Well, that's my brother's wife, like, I think they met and then, you know, whatever, and then, like, a year or two later they, like, matched on J-Swipe or some shit like that.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, they come back around, guys. Mm-hmm. They come back around. Okay, we were talking about Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for that sidebar. Elizabeth Holmes,
no,
hot
I
scammer.
I love a sidebar.
Let me see.
So basically, for those at home, yeah, Elizabeth Holmes.
I'd get scammed by her.
This is going to be, yeah, right? She's not ugly.
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly. So she is going to jail as of April 27th. I didn't know about this. It hasn't made the news. I was wondering where she's been. So all days off, this is the update on where Elizabeth Holmes is going. And I wanted to talk about the fact, and shut me up when I'm being too ranty.
Okay.
I will. I'm being too ranty. Yeah. I know it.
But shut the fuck up.
there was this, JP Morgan invested in this company that helped students apply to FAFSA.
Okay.
And the company was called Frank. And stop me if you've heard of this already, but I had not. And basically, JP Morgan invests millions of dollars into this one little startup. Turns out the woman who started it faked a lot of their users.
Really?
Like, created synthetic data to pretend they had all of these active users. JP Morgan finds out, and obviously has egg on their face.
Yo, that's not true. That's not chill.
Right. And he's like, that's not chill. But here's my thing. She was a student at Wharton. She was like getting her fucking bachelor's. And like, they were just wooed by her. And my thing is, like, why does this keep happening where, like, in Elizabeth Holmes' case, or like the Anna Delvey case, or this one, how are people getting conned at this level? Like, these corporate people that we think are gatekeeping these systems for us, how are they getting screwed over? And I'm listening about this girl, and she had several startups at school that didn't work. Like, she was clearly someone who kept trying to do entrepreneurship and, like, failing at it. Mm-hmm. So it's clearly someone who's, like, kind of a con man, you know what I mean? Like, a get-rich-quick kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think I would have talked to her. And in 10 minutes, I think I would have realized, and maybe I'm being just too arrogant about this, but I really think that if I met a sophomore at Wharton who had done several failed startups before and then was giving me all of this, like, data, I'd be like, you're full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I would see through it.
What type of data? Like, the user boosting is obviously one thing. Like, what else, you know?
I think that was it.
I do kind of agree. I don't understand how these people are getting bamboozled. I think that it's the benefit of the doubt thing.
Right.
You know, I think they're not looking to think they're getting bamboozled.
I think they're just trusting people too much.
Yeah.
And I think that people get excited when they hear something really sparkly and shiny and new. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, yes, but are we actually looking at the holistic picture of who this person is? Not even the company or the data or like the actual her concept. It's like, okay, let's look at this person's past and see like what their behaviors are, because she clearly had this narcissistic edge.
Yeah.
And then you know how they found out she faked all the data?
What?
Is the amount of users was the exact amount of total rows you could have in an Excel spreadsheet.
Really?
So someone was just like, what are the odds that their number of users are like the exact number of cells you can use?
Wait, that's so many though.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a limit.
I didn't know either.
I thought you, I mean, because I just know like sometimes when you're like playing with Excel and you just go all the way to the bottom, it's like 9 billion, like I guess it's maybe 10,000. That's a lot of fucking users though.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're gonna like scale, like, be a little bit more modest. Don't use every single, right. You know, I don't know. That's
don't just... you, yeah, delete two. Also, delete a row.
I think, you know, there is like just that certain type of person, that entrepreneurial type of person that like, you know, goes and, you know, goes out and like does all this. So I feel like it's the act of like not expecting it. But like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like, I just can't believe that everyone at JP Morgan... Or, like, everyone on that buying committee.
Yeah,
like,
they just got
no
bamboozled.
One. Yeah, they just all... And same thing with fucking
what
Elizabeth
is it,
Holmes.
Though? Like, what was it, though?
The actual, like, app the,
yeah, like,
or
what
the
was,
product.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an app that helped you to easily automate the data you put into FAFSA. So instead of going through and actually inputting all of your parents' income details, you would literally just upload their tax return or something, or your tax return, and it would make it really easy. But what they didn't, kind of what they overlooked, was she was selling this product as if it was like helping poor kids, because she's like, look, like people that fill out FAFSA are poor, and I'm helping people fill that out. And it's like, but you're asking them to pay for your service.
Yeah, it's weird too.
So like,
do you know the subscription fee or whatever
it was?
I don't
know.
No.
And they shut it down.
Yeah.
Now that they figured everything out. But it's like, okay, if anyone just looked under the hood or thought about this critically, not only
did
is she
work?
A scammer, I don't know.
Okay.
I want to say yes, it did.
So if it did work, is that still considered quote unquote scamming, or is that, you know, would that just be lying to get your shit, you know, to get your shit done?
Yeah, what's the difference between lying and scamming?
Like scamming, I feel like it's just like it just doesn't work, you know. You're just like selling somebody onto something that just like doesn't work, isn't real. But like, you know, lying by the amount of users, you know what I mean? If we had a board meeting and we were pitching all this off to somebody, be like, yeah, we have like, you know, 10,000 followers and blah blah blah, and
right, but the podcast exists.
Yeah, podcast exists. You know, we still show the same, like, clips.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, still great, hilarious, very good, funny clips.
Right.
But instead of, you know, 17 likes, it would be 17,000 likes.
Right.
Like, oh, these people, yeah, let's...
I think you're right.
One-year contract.
I think she's more of a liar than a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Elizabeth Holmes is a scammer because she was selling this product that didn't work at all.
Wait, so there's, I think I'm lost here. Is there, okay. Is Elizabeth Holmes wasn't the FAFSA?
No, she's
who's
different.
Who is that?
She's the one who had Theranos, which is a company that was trying to do like finger pricking.
Do you know who was the person that, the FAFSA, who was
the
that?
The FAFSA, I forget her name.
Was she hot? Because, you know what I mean?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Let's look it up. Frank J.P. Morgan suit. Oh, yeah, she's kind of hot.
Let me see.
There you go. There you go.
Yep, I let her scam me also. Yeah.
Here's my thing, though. I also think people are just so enamored by Ivy League titles. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth Holmes at Stanford and this chick at Wharton, and it's like, yo, I have never met anyone who went to an Ivy League school that I thought was actually had their shit together.
Really?
Actually, no. I know a few that are great. Some Ivy Leaguers, though, have...
Nothing? Just clueless?
Yeah.
Do you think that's...
Ivy League idiots.
Like, do you think, well, it's weird because, like, the college you go to is, like, fully determined on, like, how much you studied when you were 16.
Right.
So, like, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
It's all based on your, yeah, how scared you were of your parents.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Or I guess how much pressure they put on you. Or
yeah.
Actually, no, that's not true, because you could have been intrinsically motivated.
Yeah.
But I just find that a lot of people who I know that have went to Ivy League schools do lack some emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, that's I could see that as well.
We won't clip this part, but...
Yeah, we won't.
I could
see that,
true.
You know, they spend a lot of time, you know, studying or whatever.
Right.
But then they you know, they figure out what the answers are going to be on that test.
Right.
Like,
they figure out the formula, but then they're lacking, like...
I think the term, like, smart is very, like, it's a spectrum. Like, you could be, like, insanely good at math, but, like, literally know nothing about anything else in the world, or, like, vice versa, or some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, subject matter expert.
And also, it's weird, I think the older you get, the more you hone in on one specific thing. So, like, you'll be very good, you know, like a doctor or something like that. Like, they'll just be very good at whatever they do at being a doctor. But then, like, everything else in life, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when you're young in school, you're learning about all these different types of things. And, like, you know, there's such a wide range of things that you're learning. But as you get older, you just want to become very good at one thing.
Yeah.
So you just, like, lose intelligence on everything else.
Right. You start to specialize
yeah.
in your field. And then you lose sight of...
Yeah, or you just, like, don't, you know, there's no reason for you to know more than just...
Right.
Whatever you're doing.
But I think in adulthood, the smartest people are people who stay reading and, like, stay, which I can't say for myself.
Yeah.
All the time, but I think those are the people
Not a big reader here.
That stay with it are, like, reading the newspaper and mm-hmm. reading the fucking books and, like, you know?
I know.
And it's not, yeah. I'm, like, not... I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about the Discord leaks. Have you heard about this?
Discord leaks.
Yeah.
Remind me, refresh me.
Okay, so this...
Hold on one second. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Okay. Corey's going to the bathroom. There's a siren going on outside. We're having fun here. I'm going to tell Corey about the Discord leaks. He's pretending to know a little bit about it, but I have a feeling he hasn't heard about it at all. And I feel like I'm also, you know, I feel like I'm doing a lot of news on this podcast, so I should probably stop bringing up current events. But I also think that maybe... The people like to stay in the loop? I don't know. Let us know in the next episode if you like the news or if it's annoying and you already heard it before from an actual news podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I want to talk about the Mifepristone stuff. I have a feeling Corey... doesn't even know that that's happening. Or Phantom of the Opera going off of Broadway. But we'll find out. We'll see what Corey says. He's back. Yeah, he continued to talk. It's going to be a little treat for when you go back and listen.
You think I actually listened to this shit, dog? That was a euphoric piss, man. I feel fucking incredible. My leg fell asleep. My leg fell asleep during the piss, and I was like, wow, I'm like entering.
You're so relaxed.
Yeah, that was like a full sense of euphoria I just felt. So now I feel incredible.
Yeah, that was like a whole coffee.
Yeah, because I just downed a coffee. I was like, I need six of these right now in order to think.
And yeah.
I chugged it.
And I'm so proud of you.
Also, thank you. I also had to chug, you know, a couple of waters to get me going.
Yeah. I think that's the key with hangovers is just water.
Yeah,
sleep.
It's if you're lucky enough and you know, like, if you could just chug one water before you go to sleep. Thing is, like, we need to, like, figure out, because water is literally key for everything.
Water is key.
And sometimes, you know, you just didn't drink enough water and you realize that at the end of the day, so you want to drink a lot. But, like, you don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. to pee. Like, you just don't want to do that. And, like, you're just going to feel it, like, the entire night that you're going to have to pee. Like, we have to figure out a way to just, like, make sure, like, you don't have to pee when you're sleeping.
Yeah, you know, piss is waking up Americans around the country.
Yeah, it really is.
Every night.
Hopefully it is.
Yeah.
If it's not, you know.
Hopefully it is.
Hopefully it is.
In other cases, you're not waking up.
How do we make sure that, like, you don't have to pee when you go to sleep?
You know, I got peed on once. Like, I woke up in a man's piss.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't a golden shower, kinky, fun thing.
I think I have woken up in a woman's piss.
Really?
Yeah.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you just wake up. Well, the thing is, you wake up, you're soaked. Freezing. You're, like...
soaked.
You're like, oh, my God, what just happened? And then you're like, oh, shit, I think she peed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, not
awful.
Good.
And I don't know about you, but the kind of people who piss in bed usually don't care that they did it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oopsies, crazy night.
Yeah, or maybe we're both delusional and we were both the peers.
No, in this situation...
You knew for a
100,000%. This was... the urine of a man.
Yeah.
The volume that I woke up in.
This is crazy.
I had to, I fell asleep in a gray shirt. I woke up, it was black. The shirt was black.
Black?
Soaked. I woke up soaking wet.
Oh my God.
It was not me. And also the other party was more drunk, so I just knew. And
taking advantage of dudes.
Yeah. I had to throw out my entire everything. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad. You first, when, like, my thing was, like, I woke up and I was like, damn, like, we must have, like, sweat a lot. And then I was like, oh shit, no, it's definitely piss. It's definitely everywhere. God. You wake up freezing. You're just not in a good mood.
It takes.
You, like, wake up disheveled, freezing, like, gross, and you're like, oh my God, I need to get my life together.
It truly took me months to recover from that situation.
Months, yeah.
I still fear waking up.
Mm-hmm.
In a man's piss.
You have that fear still?
No, I don't. Tyler's good. He doesn't do that
kind
of thing.
He doesn't pee on you?
But I do. It was wild. What I do want to talk about is this Discord leaks.
Discord leaks.
So a 21-year-old kid on Discord who's a part of the National Guard leaked sensitive national defense documents.
I think I saw something about this, yeah.
Yeah. And basically, he... did a few documents in this little Discord group, and then it went to, like, people just shared it wider. And it's bad because there's data about us spying on our allies. So then, like, there's literally things about us spying on South Korea.
That's not good.
And it's like, yo.
It's not good.
You don't want your friends to know you're spying on
them. Yeah, that's shady stuff.
Yeah, that's shady stuff. So everyone's kind of like, how did this happen? Like, what the fuck? It was just a 21-year-old guy just, like, goofing off. And my theory of the case, if I can just be sort of speculate on it, is that he was just trying to show off to the guys in his little fucking meme group. And he was like, oh, look at me, top secret clearance, look at all the data. And, like, was like, look at what I did. And then it was...
So
it went crazy.
Did he, like, discover this, or he was given the access
He discovered
this?
It. Like, he literally, like, went through and was like, sensitive data, here we go, I'm going to show off to my boys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, the difference, like, now. I mean, the difference now and then, like, back then in terms of, like, kids, like, especially, like, you know, younger kids, I feel like, nowadays have more, I'm trying to think of the word.
The skills?
Suspicion. In the government.
Yeah.
And, like, now every kid also has more technological, you know,
they're so savvy.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, the government, like...
Like, you'll see, like, TikTok videos, like, blowing the fuck up by, like, some, like, 17-year-old kid, like, with this crazy conspiracy that's probably true about all the shitty things the U.S. did. And, like, okay, this is getting 1 billion views on TikTok. We have to ban it.
Right.
We have to ban it.
Right. They're way ahead of, like, where we were, even our parents' generation. Like, they just understand the systems.
Like, back in the day, they would just protest and say, like, this is bad, you know? And, like, they were like, oh, these people are crazy. But, like, nowadays, it's like, you have 19-year-old kids, like, making these crazy in-depth TikTok videos that are, you know, being showed to millions of people.
Right.
And you're like, whoa.
You're like, they have power.
Yeah.
Almost. Like, more power than they ever did.
Yeah.
Because they have these platforms. That's an interesting thing. How, like, younger people now have more access to things that we didn't, right? Like, they have phones. They can just, like, they're like little adults earlier,
mm-hmm.
I think, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
But either way, the government basically didn't find out about it. Like, this was months ago. This was last year. And they just found out about it.
That it was leaked.
Yeah. And so here's my thing is everyone's always like, the government's watching. The government. No, they're fucking not. No one. The government is so behind technologically. It's scary. You should be 10 times more concerned about Zuck and TikTok and all that stuff. Like, it's the private entities that actually have the tech to spy on you. Governments are still working on fucking black, thick Dell computers.
Yeah.
The white computers that still go back 3 feet.
They can't even make the subways cold in the summer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the fact that people are like, they're watching us. I wish they were watching us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully they're watching us. Because right now, we're just kind of freeballing.
Sometimes I can't be as alert, you know? You're not always before your period.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't. Sometimes something might slip by you, and like, hopefully, you know, if there's a guy watching in there, he'll catch it. Be like, "Yo, watch out!" Like, you
know. Right. No one's watching.
Yeah.
No one's watching, Corey.
It's kind of annoying. I feel like I'd be, you know, interesting enough to watch.
Yeah. Do you think the government would be interested in you?
Or whoever is
concerned.
Depends. You know, sometimes I'll have an interesting week. Sometimes I won't. You know.
Yeah. I feel like
I could see them, like, you know, watching me and like throwing some obstacles, some like minor obstacles in my way, you know, like I'll just be like walking down the street or something and like I'm in a rush and then a red light. They're like, let's just give him a red light.
So, yeah.
Like he can't cross the street and he's going to miss his subway or something like that.
They would just fuck with you a little.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think they would do. They would just kind of fuck with me a little bit.
I kind of like that theory.
Throw like some, like, you know, some obstacles in my way.
Yeah, that there doesn't always need to be,
yeah,
intervention. They're just going to like sort of one off mess.
Yeah,
with
just
you.
Like throw some like hoops I got to jump through. You know.
Yeah, that is like the most, I think, smart form of like torture.
Yeah,
is to like just do minute fucking with people.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a gaslighting them to thinking like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm like, oh, my life is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I get an e-bike and the battery's dead. I'm like, right. I hate this.
It's right.
Not only is this just a regular bike now, it's, like, even harder.
Right.
Or do you know what always, like, you know, ruins my day? When you show up at an escalator and it's just not working, it's just regular stairs.
Oh, yeah, just, oh, let me take
just
these.
Regular stairs.
They're just thick stairs.
Yeah, regular, yeah. They're harder than real stairs.
Yeah.
And two, like, I thought these stairs were going to do the work for me. And now I have to walk up the stairs.
It begs the question, what is the point of an escalator if it breaks down all the time?
I just think it should never break down, ever.
Why do they break down?
I don't know.
What is going on?
It shouldn't. One time I was on an escalator and it just stopped. And I was just standing there. I was like, I'm stuck. Like, it felt like, you know, it was like an elevator. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm stuck in an elevator. Just stop moving. But, like, I was in an escalator. And, like, I didn't move for, like, a solid, like, minute. I was like, is it going to keep going or do I have to walk?
So you just stood there?
Yeah, I just stood down the stairs.
Were there other people on the escalator?
Maybe, like, one or two just walked past me.
You could have started.
I was going to call for help. I'm like, hey, he's stuck.
Hey,
I'm
guys.
Stuck on the escalator. This one, it stopped working. I'm stuck on this escalator here.
I'm stuck and I don't want to.
Could somebody help me, please?
Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
No, my friends have.
I haven't either. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't want to get stuck.
That would suck.
I heard that escalators are actually like the handlebar, like the handrail is actually cleaner than you think because it goes through the conveyor belt.
So it's
and
always
it, like
a car
cleaned.
Wash?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But who knows if that's real?
I don't know, yeah.
But, like, I kind of believe it.
I fucking doubt I fucking doubt there's like cleaners on the other end.
Yeah.
Like when it goes into its secret little cave that it goes into and then comes back up.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So. I never thought about it being clean or not clean. Do you know what I else think? Like the whole, you know, the air drying thing that got like exposed as being disgusting.
Wait.
Like the hand.
Oh,
air dryer.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, like, you know, nobody's used it in so long because it came out. It might be clean again.
Yeah, they got those really strong ones, like the accelerator ones, mm-hmm. that are just like,
yeah.
And they like actually do. The pressure coming out is such that I don't feel like other things could blow back up to contaminate it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, do you? I feel like, you know, what you should probably do is like you let it run once, so it gets out all of the. You know, gets out all
weird.
The debris.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, you know, it should be, if it's really, you know, blowing it out that fast, it should be able to kind of like.
Yeah, you almost give it a rinse.
Out. Yeah. It's like a nice little gargle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think, okay, I really do prefer to have a paper towel situation, though, when I use a public restroom.
Yes, me too.
And I feel like everyone is on board for that, mm-hmm. but it's just not environmentally friendly. But the sound of the hand dryers is so fucking irritating.
Yeah, it's so loud.
That it almost, I feel like we could get some biodegradable paper towels and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of them alone, they should have been illegal.
Yeah. Sometimes you need it though, like when you spill on yourself.
That's
like
the
perfect,
yeah.
That's a perfect situation where like you spill and like you want to dry off your shirt, but...
They do have a
purpose.
Like
that's probably like the only use for it, though.
Yeah.
I hate when you go into a bathroom and, you know, it is paper towels, but it's like, it's just a stack of them. It's like a stack of the hand towels, so you have to like go and use it, and then like they're probably already like dirty because like someone else like, you know,
right.
What I mean?
There's a few wet spots on them already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, where did this come from? Mm. Yeah. I'm thinking about it because I was in a New Jersey rest stop this weekend, so it was.
How was that?
Loud, you know, like
yeah.
The hand dryers, you can't hear yourself think. It's just too much. But this is the system we've built.
Yeah.
This is it.
I agree.
This is what we've done. Oh, but the Discord leaks that we were talking about. We don't have to go back to it. But what I wanted to say is I feel like this is going to keep happening more and more often because younger people are getting into real jobs where they have access to like sensitive stuff and not maybe the foresight to understand the consequences.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have like kids, for lack of a better word, in these really important positions with more access than ever. And then what's going to happen? Kind of.
No, I agree with that. I legit think like you're not like fully there yet until you're like 26 or 27. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're 21, 22, like you're still an idiot.
Yeah.
Like you, I'm not saying like you're an idiot, but like you're more willing to do stupid things and think they're not that bad.
Yeah.
At like the 21, 22. And like, I think that really like the consequences aspect like doesn't really kick in until like 26, 27.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, because
yeah.
I think when you're that young, it's kind of like I could kind of do whatever I want type thing. So.
Yeah. I think 26, you're right, is the magical age of adulthood these days.
Yeah. I mean, you still, like, can do stupid stuff and, like, whatever, but, like, you'll be more scared. Like, okay, I think the perfect example is, like, a guy, like, you know, getting into a fight. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, in your low 20s, you get into a fight and be like, okay, like, fuck that. Yeah, obviously that sucked and, like... You got into a fight and like give a black eye now, but like if you're like, you know, 28, like you'll just rather not. You're
yeah.
Just like I don't want to go to work with a black eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We would say like yesterday I was with my friends and it was one of their birthdays, and she was doing like a champagne pop moment,
yeah.
But instead of doing the pop, she just like twisted it gently, and we're like, this is the difference between 22 and 28.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like you wanted to do it for the Instagram post,
yeah.
8 years or 6 years
Let's
ago.
Fucking get champagne everywhere.
Yeah, ruin someone's fucking eye.
Yeah,
shoot someone's eye out.
Yeah.
Get the Instagram video.
Of course.
Get the boomerang. Now it's like I don't want to ruin my kitchen.
I don't want to. There's so much to clean up after right. This.
My anthropology glasses are here.
Yeah.
I don't want the cork to hit them.
Yeah, that'd be too much.
You think through all the consequences.
Yeah, you just know. Do you know also, like, go back, like, when you see somebody with a black eye, like, are you thinking, okay, this guy's a kind of a scumbag, like a little dirtbag, right? But, like, what's, you know what I mean? That guy got punched in the face. He didn't do anything. He just got punched in the face, right? Right,
we're victim blaming.
Yeah, that's what we are doing. Like, I had a black eye once, and then, like, I kind of looked like a dirtbag. It looked like fucking sick, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of looked like a dirtbag. I'm like, how am I the dirtbag in this situation? All I did was get punched in the face.
Right.
The guy, I shouldn't have the black eye. Like, the guy who punched me should get a black eye for punching me.
Right, like, it's like a scarlet letter for the wrong
shame. Yeah,
for the wrong person.
Like if I was just walking down the street and just got clocked in the face and I have a black eye, I have to like walk around with this black eye. Everyone's like, that kid's kind of a dirtbag.
Right.
But like, all I did was get hit in the face, and now that guy should get the black eye. Like he should have a black eye.
Right. And
it's not fair.
Yeah, you lose the fight, and then you lose walking around town.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, hey, guys, I'm not this person.
Yeah.
I didn't do this to me.
And then I look like the bad guy here.
Right.
I look like the bad guy.
Right, but you were just, you just got innocently sucker punched.
Like, yeah, what, like, say I was, like, I was, you know, together with this girl, and I'm meeting her parents, and the day before I get punched in the face, just out of nowhere, could just get clocked in the face or something, and I have a black eye, I have to meet the parents with a black eye, I'd be like, this kid is bad news.
Yeah.
He's bad news.
He's bad news bears.
He's bad news bears. But, you know, I'm not bad news bears. I just, you know, was walking down the street, got clocked in the face.
Because you're too handsome.
Yeah, I guess.
And people have problems with that, Corey.
Or something, you know. I don't know why I got clocked in the face, but I did.
It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so I scratch myself in my sleep all the time.
That's weird.
And it's really weird, and it's in the same spot. Like, I scratch myself. I don't know if you can see little scars that I have. I get little nicks on my left cheek. Only my left cheek. I don't know what. Oh, no.
We are back after some technical issues. The camera was about to light on fire. I don't know if we've went over this, but I think we might have in the past. My apartment is the biggest fire hazard in New York City right now. There's just wires everywhere. There's cameras overheating. I got 17 fucking lights plugged in. I'm using 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 to 6 outlets, and one of them is an extension cord plugged into an extension cord.
And then there's a bar cart. About a foot away,
yeah.
So that just in case we do go on fire, we have enough to set the entire apartment aflame.
Yeah, of course.
So we have that alcohol built in.
If I'm going to fuck some shit up, like, I'm going to make sure other people's shit gets fucked up too.
Right, you're not going down alone.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right.
Going
down with the ship.
We were talking a little bit afterwards, and, you know, we were kind of noticed something. Like, Kitty was looking for the garbage can, and she, like, chose the weirdest fucking place. But I didn't realize she chose another place before. And then I finally told you where the garbage was. It is kind of hidden over there, you know?
You're being nice. It's so fucking obvious where the garbage was. And I'm starting, you know, I do the first look under the sink, which I think is where most people do that little.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, my first guess is under the sink. And then, okay, no garbage. I'm going to go under another garbage-looking cabinet.
Yeah.
And then there's no garbage, and I'm just spying around Corey's kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm just literally going through his stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm too shy to ask.
Look, I think the thing about, you know, if I'm in your kitchen and I'm looking to throw something out, and you notice that I'm looking to throw something out, do not tell me where the garbage is, because I enjoy finding it myself.
You know what?
What?
I think I enjoy it too.
I have fun looking for people's garbage cans.
It's so fun looking for it, being like, where did this idiot put the garbage?
Yeah.
Where did this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Where did they put it? The garbage. Here's the thing. I also like looking around someone's kitchen to see how they organize things.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm not upset about running around, because
so you fuck up a couple times on purpose, just like go through their shit.
Not on purpose, but I like to see what's going on under the hood?
Yeah. I could totally see you being like, I know the garbage's not in here, but like, let me just open up this cabinet right here. What do they got in here? Where are they putting their things?
Because then you can actually see if someone's an organized person or not is okay. within the cupboard.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a clean kitchen and then you open up a cabinet and you see the real them.
Well, here's the thing. Under there is, oddly enough, like, I know I don't, like, come off as, like, you know, like, if there's fucking, if you have all these Tupperware stuff, like, I put it together and, like, whatever, they just throw it in there. If you opened up, they just throw it in there.
That's a tough one. Tupperware, there's no right
and
way to stack
it. And they use the Tupperware.
It.
I don't really use the Tupperware. So I'm out here just, like.
You're just going to use.
I'm just Tupperwaring the Tupperware together.
You're stacking it. Oh, yeah. So do you click each unit together or do you stack like pieces of the Tupperware?
I have no preference. I kind of just like, my thing is like, I think it looks better when you don't put the lids on and like you kind of stack it. But then the thing about the lids is that if the lids aren't attached, that's when it gets messy. One, you want to make sure, because then one, you'll start losing some lids.
Yeah.
To the lids, like the lids don't neatly like pile up like the actual bins do. Like the bins, you can put them in each other. The lids, you can't do that.
The lids are wild. They're getting a little warped and stuff. They
don't click in. So like it's not going to be neat. So like I think you have to kind of start putting them together, lid on top, attached to the bin, even though it takes up so much more space. But I think that's kind of what you just have to do. Or else you'll get into a situation where you're start losing the lids.
And that's a position no one wants to be in.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that position.
You can't. And then you've got a tin foil over a plastic unit of Tupperware.
Yeah.
And it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, you just don't. You know.
You're lidless. You're at work. You're lidless. People are laughing at you. They're making fun of you. They're saying, Corey clearly doesn't organize his Tupperware cabinet because look here, he is lidless.
Time out. You've seen people come into the office lidless and just using tinfoil?
No,
That's crazy because then it would.
I never notice how people.
I'm
lying.
Because like if someone's like bringing in a bowl of chili and they don't have a lid, like that chili is gonna.
You're fucked.
Or even a salad. Like, it's going to get out of the thing. The tinfoil's not going to keep it together.
I'm not proud to admit it, but I've done a rubber band over the lid situation.
Really? Like, so, like, so you're, like, tinfoil on the lid and then rubber bands?
No, like, you know how if you have a glass bottom of a Tupperware and a plastic top, over time, the plastic top will start to, like, warp a little. So it won't, like, click right how it should over the glass bottom. And so then you'll get, like, a weird situation where it's not quite fitting, but it's still the right lid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the right match, but you're like, I can't be, it's, like, a very dicey situation, so I'll rubber band that and have it completely rubber band.
Oh, okay.
And that's when you have to really start and think, okay, what am I going to do with this piece? You know, are we going to get rid of it?
What, like, shrunk in the dryer type situation?
Right.
Interesting.
But I guess you shouldn't be putting any plastic in the dishwasher. But I'm a human.
Yeah.
I'm a human.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. Nah, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Sue me. I use the dishwasher.
Yeah. I don't know.
I get. What is it? Is it the microplastics?
Everything should be microwave friendly and everything should be dishwasher friendly.
Everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything.
They should just figure out how to make microwaves that don't explode if you throw tinfoil in them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Did they even try to do that?
I've done it before.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Were you convinced to do it or, like, you just, like, didn't realize?
No, I was just a dumbass, didn't realize, and then it started. Bah, 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 4th of July in there.
When was it? Like, 2 weeks ago?
No, a few years ago.
A few years ago?
Yeah.
That's like the first thing. I feel like tinfoil in the microwave is the first thing you're ever taught as a human being.
Right.
And you just never got.
It's like that and reading.
Yeah.
And don't talk to strangers. It's all no tinfoil in the microwave.
Yeah.
These are the lessons you learn as a child.
I was never told to not talk to strangers. I think, like, you know, not by my parents. I think they just assumed
really?
That I wouldn't.
Really? They were like, that was big propaganda for us. Stranger Danger.
Well, I think it was like, it was commercialized, but like, I don't think I've ever, you know.
Really?
Gotten the don't talk to strangers from mom or dad. I don't know. Maybe I was just too young to remember.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe for girls, it's like more of a topic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That could be true.
But one time I did, this is just a random story for fun, and then we'll do whatever we want. But I, as a young kid, ran out of the house streaking. Did I tell you this?
No.
At like 2 or 3, really? Ran out of the house completely naked, running around the hood, and my parents didn't even notice I was gone.
Really?
And I got returned home by like a pack of teenage boys.
No way.
So no one knows what happened to me when I was streaking, but home safely.
You were like 3 or 4 or two or three? It can't be 2 or 3.
No, I was like 2 or 3. I was like very young.
So you were able to run and stuff?
I don't know. Oh. I just got out naked.
You were just told the story?
Yeah, and that's I was told hilarious. The story later.
Wow. What do you do if it's like...
Just such a slut at a young age.
So like if you're a teenage boy, like did they pick you up and bring you home? Or did they like, hey, come...
I'd love to know. Come
here. I'm out looking.
I'd love to know if they were like...
Do they carry you naked?
I don't know.
Are you fast?
I don't know. I don't know. How did I get out of the house? How did
were
they
you
not
like running
notice?
Or like, were you like, you know, baby trotting?
I'm guessing it was a baby trot.
Okay.
I'm guessing I wasn't like escaping. I'm guessing I like was like, oh, let me just like go outside and hang.
Yeah.
And then...
Did they know who you were?
No, they
did
were like,
did they go door to door? Is this your baby?
That's a really good question. Yeah. We don't have answers.
Who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
No, who knows the story?
My parents.
Parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get it for next week?
Yeah, I was going to say call them and be like, "How was I fast? How did I get out?
Yeah.
Did they carry me?
Right.
Because it's weird. I don't know.
Like, were they just standing? Did they just present me on the patio and were like, hey.
Yeah, did they go door to door because they didn't know who you were?
Right. Looking back, these were good guys.
Yeah.
Or we think they're good guys, but like, we don't know.
You don't. It seems like you don't remember anything.
I don't remember it. I was too young.
So like, you have no idea if they were good guys or not?
We have no idea.
Maybe it was like a few hours, you know, they were just fucking with you.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And they were just like, all right, we'll give her back now.
Yeah.
In the age of like TikTok, it would have been a whole thing. They would have like come up on a little naked kid and they would have been like, oh, whose kid is this? Like,
yeah, it would be like some like, look at this good thing I did.
Right. It'd be like, let's call Child Protective Services. Mm-hmm. I would have been taken away. Meanwhile, we were just vibing.
Yeah, just chilling.
Then they brought me back and who knows what happened to me, but.
It was like maybe.
I am a weird person now, you know?
The movie Us. You got the movie Us'd. Have you ever seen that movie?
Which one is Us?
Jordan Key.
I didn't see Us. I saw Get Out and Nope.
Oh,
but I skipped over
Us.
Yeah.
Like, the situation you're describing right now is like pretty much Us. So like,
I gotta watch it.
Yeah. So they're at a carnival, and like the girl kind of like gets away from the parents, goes into like this carnival house, and then like there's like this other universe with like, you know, below people. And, you know, each person has their own below people, and they got switched.
Whoa.
I just blew the whole movie for you.
Maybe
you
I got swapped with my alien.
You got us'd, probably.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if I have an alter ego that's stuck in a different universe?
Yeah. Well, it's not even an alter ego. It's just like, well, I guess it would be an alter ego. But, like, that person exists, and, like, she switched you.
I love, like,
so you're not even the real kitty. The real kitty actually is going insane.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you. Like, shitty podcast. You're doing all the wrong things.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to be better.
You should watch that movie.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I hope I didn't blow it for you, though.
No. I think you gave the premise. No spoilers, I don't think. But I do like talking about alternate and parallel universes. I know nothing about it. But it's a fascinating thing to think that there are other universes with alternate things happening. But it's you.
I just can't get behind another me being out there in a like, separate type of... I can get behind another universe being out there, kind of.
Right.
But I can't get behind, like, there's a replica of me in this other... You know, I made where I'd made a different decision in life or whatever.
Right.
I don't think that. I don't know how that...
Wait, they can't actually be real.
Yeah.
And like, where does that take place? You know what I mean? Is it on Jupiter?
I think a lot of the science stuff is like, scientists are like, it's more likely that, you know, something crazy happens and it doesn't happen. So they automatically, it turns into an automatic assumption. Meanwhile, like, I feel like everything is just a theory.
Yeah.
Like, the Big Bang is just a theory. They don't know.
Isn't that crazy?
They don't know. It's just a theory.
We don't know. Yeah. Like, what about our lives are we going to find out as bad?
If you talk about them, they talk in absolutes. But, like, again, it's a theory.
Right.
That's just my thing.
It's so true. It's all theories. Even gravity is a theory.
Yeah. I mean, right? It does, you know, it is a theory, but, like, I don't think it is because, like, right? It worked. It kind of was proven, right?
Right, but, like, it's still a theory about why things do that.
We know.
But we know they do that.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a weird, like, we made up the reasoning.
Yeah.
And it's a theory. But, you know, we could theorize about everything.
I agree. And we'll wrap it up right now. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening.
Listen.
Follow us on Instagram.
Share. Like our videos. Share it. Tell us we're doing really good. Make us feel good.
Yeah. Send in topics if you want us to talk about them.
Yeah. Q&A if you're still listening. Q&A. If you have any Qs, we'll give you some A's, you know?
We got those A's.
Yeah. Peace, dogs.